You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 451. Thank you very much for listening. We really, really appreciate it. And Paul, we have a little giveaway.
We do.
That we need to take care of.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, so as you guys know, people that send in a question and when their question gets on the air,
they get $1 million.
That's coming. Someday.
If that were the case, I'd be sending in question after question after question myself.
Monopoly money. In all seriousness, everybody that sends in a question that gets on the air gets into a drawing, and you have the opportunity to win an annual membership to Drone You, which is pretty cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So that is a lot of value because they're getting the courses. They're getting the 107 course. They're getting all the quizzes for 107, all the tests for 107, the don't crash course, the how to operate course. There's a lot of stuff that they're getting, and that doesn't even list all the courses that are about to go live.
Yeah, or the bonus and the bonus content with the old webinars and some of that stuff. So no, there's definitely a lot of content on there.
The pre-flight checklist, the maintenance checklist, all the forms for your clients. That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot.
How much is that worth, Rob?
All right, never mind. You're only getting 3 months. No, I'm kidding. It is an annual membership.
It's worth
for free.
It's worth what, $600 in actual money?
It's worth about $600.
If you were to try to buy that stuff elsewhere, it'd be like triple the cost probably.
Yeah, I don't even know. Probably something like that. But we're really excited. We went ahead and did the drawing this time off the air. And
who's the winner, Rob? Who is the lucky man?
The winner
the lucky
is,
man is
Sean in New Jersey.
Sean in New Jersey.
Yes,
come
Sean
right
in New
up.
Jersey.
You are the lucky man of the day. Sean must be having a good day because he just won an all-exclusive pass to the Drone You community.
Absolutely.
Membership.
And Sean, if you're wondering who you are, your question was played on episode 418. So we'll reach out to you, but if you want to reach out to us first, you're welcome to do that at support@thedroneu.com. We'll get in touch with you, we'll get you set up, and give you all the information that you need in order to take advantage of your membership.
And if you don't know about membership, check out thedroneu.com and learn all about it. But let's play their question for today.
Hey guys, TJ Skinner here, checking in today just north of Salt Lake City. Looking for a little guidance on essential on-the-ground equipment. Like a lot of guys, I plan on getting started in videography, marketing spots, real estate work, kind of the more common types of jobs, for lack of a better term. But down the road, I'd love to break into the higher-end stuff, like thermal imaging, octocopters, kind of all the stuff that carries a price tag that rivals a decent used car. But I also have an Osmo Plus, which has been a great, great tool. But a lot of the guys tend to discuss the limitations of the X3 and now the X3 Zoom on the Osmo, and commonly carry another camera, mirrorless DSLR type, like the GH4, the A7S. Paul's thrown a lot of praise lately at the Z Camera E1. So my question today is, is something like this super necessary for what I plan to do? Should I plan to invest in one of these platforms, and what type of advantages will it bring to me? What kind of benefit will the higher end cameras provide to me and in turn to my clients? Just trying to make some decisions on where to invest startup capital, whether it be in the sky, on the ground, in marketing, those types of things. So any other suggestions or comments that you could offer up on something like these cameras or better suited uses of capital, necessities, things of that nature would be great. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate what you do for all of us. Keep up the good work and happy flying.
A lot of question. How
yeah.
far down the rabbit hole do we go? One thing really quick. Don't be the guy that buys the S900, the M600, the M100 that doesn't have a legitimate use for it. I've filmed for the Discovery Channel. I've filmed for BBC, ITN, CBS. I have never, ever, ever needed a full-size bird. I've even flown a movie. I've flown a couple television shows. I'm flying another television show this week, and we're using an M600 for that one only because it's a stunt. Mm-hmm. The actual cameras filming that are flying are Inspires. So
yeah,
you don't need to get anything bigger than an Inspire. Honestly, I think it's a waste of money. That's why you see the slow decrease of the Spreading Wings series from DJI. You see a lot of people selling their big copters. Unless a director is looking for a very specific camera to match color with, or he really wants a red to get those really high-speed 4K aerials from the sky, you don't need a big bird, especially if you're just doing video production, marketing video production, which is one of my favorites. I'm doing a lot of that right now myself, you know. Mm-hmm. If you're doing real estate videography, you don't need a big bird whatsoever. So let's just nix that off the equation list right there.
So to clarify, the reason that you might need a big bird is if you have a big camera.
Like a Red.
That's basically it.
Yes.
Because you're going to be less nimble, yep. Right? I would imagine it could stand up better in things like higher winds and stuff like that.
Totally.
But
so if you live in an area where it's windy a majority of the year, then yeah, you need, you know, if you live in a coastal area because you get those convective currents, yeah, it would definitely be a great idea. But most of the time, you just don't need that big bird.
Yeah, and most likely, even if you have that big bird, it's not going to be what you end up flying.
True.
You're, for various reasons, you don't need it. You don't want to deal with it. It's more fun to fly the Inspire. Whatever.
So much more fun.
There's going to be a lot of reasons that you're going to end up flying your other birds anyways.
Correct. That being said, he asked about, you know, about mirrorless cameras, DSLRs. He said, I talk a lot about these Z cameras. I do talk a lot about these Z cameras. These are really good for multi-angle shoots, really good for live streams. They're really not good for low light, though. So if you're filming real estate videography and you don't have a lighting setup for whatever reason, which I totally understand, I didn't have a lighting setup for 2 years. You don't need one if you have a good low light camera. So this is my Sony A6300. I had that A7R Mark II for a while, and I had been renting it, and I, you know, just thought to myself, do I want to spend $5,000 on a camera, or do I want to spend $1,000 on a camera that has a 4K sensor that's very good, not fantastic, but very mm-hmm. good at low light?
Can do 90%+ of what you need to do.
Uh-huh. It's got a bigger sensor than every DSLR out there other than a 5D Mark IV. So it's a phenomenal camera. It shoots slow-mo too. It doesn't crop down on the frame on the slow-mo. So I can get indoor, outdoor. I've got this big lens on it. If you're watching on YouTube, I've got this big lens on it now just because it gives me the greatest flexibility. Mm-hmm. It's not the best lens or the sharpest lens by any means, but it's a phenomenal camera. You know, out the door, I think it was $2,000
mm-hmm.
with the extra battery grip, batteries, a couple lenses that I wanted, and the camera itself. So you can get like literally a full ground kit for $2,000 if you get a 6300.
Versus some of the kind of setups that TJ was mentioning, which might be 5 to 7 all in.
Yes.
That range.
Now, this is going to help you with your low light issues. If you're having extreme low light or you want to be doing some filming under the stars and there's no light available, you're probably going to want the A7S or A7S Mark II. But again, you're in it for multiple thousands. And I personally believe that you can get very good footage out of the 6300. There's now a 6500 mm-hmm. comes out next month. And the only real difference is that it's got a touch screen and a couple other features. So
cool.
If you want to do a pull focus by pull to touch on the 6500, I think that's a really cool feature. But for me, you know, if you're making marketing videos, you've got to have some ground footage. You've got to know how to work a ground camera.
Mm-hmm.
And Osmo is a great way to cheat it, especially if you're outside. But as we all know, Osmos inside kind of suck. So do the Z1s. It's still really good. You just, you know, need a lot of light for it to be good.
Well, and again, he talked about wanting to wow his client. What is he going to need to have in his hands that is actually going to make his client just go,
well, see, that's why I bought this battery grip for mm-hmm. this camera, because like this is the same camera I've pretty much had for most of this year. But ever since I put the battery grip on it and this lens, everyone's like, oh man, did you get a new camera? Oh man, that's such a nice camera. Yeah. Just because the perception is that it's big,
right?
Which is sad, but it's true, you know.
But the output the images, the video is actually going to look great from that as well.
Yep. And that's why.
And clients are going to be wowed by that.
Yep. And they continually are to this day. So
what I hear you saying, because he was asking the question, is that what I should spend capital on? And the answer is yes, because it doesn't sound like he has anything like this right now.
No. And he's got an Inspire. He's got a Phantom 4. He's got everything he needs for the Air. My kit that I take with me everywhere is this 6300, the Osmo, and my drones. Like, no matter what I'm filming, I'm taking that with me, whether I'm doing a vlog, whether I'm doing, you know, production. It's just a good idea to have that stuff. So.
And it's plenty for what you're doing. And even, all right.
The funny thing is, I can actually fit two Z1s or Z camera E1s, the lenses, this camera, the Osmo, and all my audio equipment in one backpack.
So that's a pretty efficient backpack.
Four cameras and my lavaliers and all of that.
We should put the link for that backpack on the show notes for this, because that's pretty efficient backpack.
I actually have both my laptops in there too, or laptop and iPad, excuse me. So
you're getting a workout.
Dude,
carrying
yeah.
that sucker around.
I think that's why I lost so much weight while I was working, just carrying that
thing
around.
Backpack around.
Anyway, well, I hope that answers your question. If you've got a drone question, go to askadroneyou.com and upload it right away. Also, if you're ready to get your drone license, your commercial drone license under Part 107, now couldn't be a better time. Go to droneyoulive.com and upload that. And if this podcast has been informative to you, please give it a share. And don't miss that FAA interview we had a few episodes back. It's a really good show. Answers a lot of questions, too.
Absolutely.
On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone Youth.